The identification of African swine fever virus in feed in South Korea is heightening concerns over the risk of exposing swine in North America to foreign animal diseases. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's April e-newsletter reports the first case of African swine fever was identified in wild boar in the North Rhine-Westphalia region in Germany, and the government in South Korea intends to strengthen ASF response after the virus was detected in livestock feed. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says the risk of disease transmission through feed is certainly a concern for producers in North America.
The virus is very hardy in the environment and can survive a fair amount of time under certain climate conditions. And that can include the contamination of feed or feed sources that put other animals at risk when consumed. It's really important to know that this increased environmental stability does lead to an increased risk for pigs, and other steps to reduce that risk really should be considered. From previous research that has been focused on this very issue, it's noted it would be important to consider buying feed or ingredients from known African swine fever-free countries or regions. And sometimes that may not always be possible. So if you do have to purchase other ingredients in countries that have ASF, it's really good to know what type of manufacturing processes are in place for an ingredient, for example, that would reduce the risk of ASF surviving in a feed source. Other interventions that can be considered to reduce the risk of ASF in feed include having holding times, both at certain time and temperature, to ensure a virus degrades over time and produces less of a risk. One other intervention might be considering the use of products in the feed that help to inactivate the viruses.
Dr. Becton says this information, including fact sheets and other items related to foreign animal and domestic diseases, can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.